I come down here for?
Bye, darling.
Bye, darling.
Mother, will you please make Jeff stop?
Stop what?
Being impossible.
Jeff, stop being impossible. I came down here for something.
What did I do?
He followed us all the way home.
Well, you don't own the sidewalk.
Well, you don't have to hang around listening to every single word we say.
Who was listening? Mom, you should have heard him. It was darling, honey, this, and Mary, honey, that.
We were not talking to you.
I'm trying to remember what I came down here for. Jeff, go get an apple. I thought you said you couldn't stand Darlene.
Oh, well, we're very good friends now.
Well, you see, we talked it out, and she has promised to leave Herbie alone. That's nice.
Oh, that's it. My checkbook. We're the very best of friends now.
What in the world did I want it for?
You know, she's even giving me a chance to make some money babysitting.
Oh, that's nice.
You see, she was going to sit for the Damons tonight, only she has to do homework. So I'm going in her place if it's all right with you.
What about your homework?
Oh, I can do it at the Damons.
Oh, there's Herbie.
Oh, Herbie.
Oh, Mary, I forgot to tell you Herbie called you last night and you were supposed to call him
back.
Oh,
that's all right, Mother. He's here now.
I didn't want you to think that I'd forgotten. I mean, I did. And I'm sorry.
Hey, Herbie, have a ride.
Sorry, Jeff. I'm busy.
Hi, Herbie.
Hello, Mary. Say, about tonight, I... Hey, don't wear it out.
Jeff, leave it alone. Yes, what about tonight?
Well, I got these two tickets in the last minute. I mean, Tui's father gave them to him, but Tui left to borrow a lawnmower out in the rain all night. Well, anyway, I got these two tickets. They're for the ballet.
The ballet?
Yeah, at the auditorium. Well, like I said, I got them for nothing.
I just love the ballet.
Well, being your girl, I figured you would. So that's why I was hoping you could come.
Oh, I'd love to.
But then Darlene told me you were babysitting tonight, so that's why I asked her.
Darlene told... When?
This morning at school.
She hadn't even asked me yet.
Yeah, well, anyway, you see, the seats are in the balcony, so I was wondering, could I borrow your father's opera glasses?
Maybe you'd like me to pack a lunch for you and Darlene.
Oh, no, we're having dinner at that little Italian place. You know, the one you like so well. What's the matter with her? What did I say?
Now, Mary, Sissy's still asleep, so you don't have to do a thing but keep your ears open. Oh, if she should cry.
Let's go, Helen.
I've written down a few phone numbers, you know, just in case. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the doctor. Well, you know that number, for heaven's sakes, it's yours.
Helen?
Yes, dear, I'm coming. Now, this is the fire department. It's in case you smell smoke or anything. And the police department.
Helen, we'll be late for the curtain.
Yes, dear, I'm coming right now. Oh, and, this is the neighbors. And this one... Oh, that's the plumber. Well, I don't think you'll need that one.
Helen, for goodness sake.
Yes, dear, I'm coming.
Don't forget to lock the door after we go. Oh, and dear, if the doorbell should ring, I wouldn't answer it. You can't be too careful.
Yes, Mrs. Damon.
Well, I'm sure everything will be all right. We should be home by 11, don't you think?
We'll be lucky if we get started by 11.
Well, just make yourself at home, dear. Oh, and don't worry about a thing. This house is very well built. It's never been broken into.
Good night. Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Damon. Have a nice time.
Don't forget. I'll wait to hear you lock it.
Yes, Mrs. Damon.
Good night, Mrs. Damon.
What was that? There's someone in the house.
I didn't hear anything.
There's someone here.
Shh. Maybe they'll go away.
We've got to get out of here.
Vera, what are you going to do?
Phone the police.
Vera, don't. They hear you.
Operator? Operator? The phone. It's dead. They've cut the wires.
It's too late, Vera. He's here. He's here.
Thank you.
happen to live here. I'm Rick Damon. Who are you?
Mary Stone. I'm the babysitter.
Oh. Where are the folks?
They went out about an hour ago.
Leave it there. I like it there.
But it was on the floor.
That's where I keep it. I may keep everything on the floor from now on. I may live on the floor.
Well, all right. It's your coat.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's just that I've left school, college.
What do you mean, left?
Quit. Walked out. Finished.
What'll your parents say?
Oh, Mom will cry a little. But Dad'll have plenty to say. You've disgraced the family name. Do you think Damon is such a great name, honestly?
I don't know.
There's Dad. A good, strong face. A man who makes decisions for everybody. He decided I was going to be a lawyer. Nobody asked me. But Dad's a lawyer, so I've got to be one, too. That's an order. Well, I'm sorry, Dad, but I can't fill your order. What time did the folks say they'd get home?
About 11.
I'll say goodbye, and then I'll get out.
You going away? Where?
Who knows? There's always the Foreign Legion. A man can lose himself there. That must be them. Wish me luck, Mary. Fasten seat belts.
Mary.
Mommy, it's you.
Sure, it's me. Who'd you think? Your mother told me where you'd be babysitting.
Aha!
What do you mean, aha?
Just what I said. Aha!
What are you doing here anyway? You're supposed to be at the ballet with Darlene.
We had an argument, and I took her home. I can see you weren't expecting me. How long has this been going on?
Oh, Herbie, don't be ridiculous. I just met him tonight.
So he's a stranger. That makes it even worse. Someone who could be a criminal or a firebug or a vagrant.
Oh, just a minute.
This is Rick Damon.
How do you do? It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm surprised at you. What would your mother say if she knew you were here with an absolute stranger?
I happen to live here. This is my home. What I'd like to know is, who are you?
Rick, this is Herbie Pittman.
How do you do? It's a pleasure to... No, it's not.
Will you stop acting like a child?
Speaking of children, aren't you supposed to be babysitting? I don't see any baby. What'd you do, send her to the movies?
She's in her room asleep where she's supposed to be.
Oh, now that's pretty convenient. Oh, very convenient.
Oh. I think this has gone just about far. It's my folks.
Rick, do you think...
No. I'd better face Dad right now. Well, maybe not right now. I'll go out through the kitchen. Don't tell him I was here.
Hello, Mary.
Good evening.
I thought...
I told you it was a mistake.
Goodness, you're home early, aren't you?
Yes, we left at intermission. We ran into a neighbor at the theater, and she said she was sure she'd seen our son Rick come into the house. I expect she saw this young man.
I wish the neighbors would mind their own business. What in the world would Rick be doing home? He's at school. Thank you, Mary.
Of course he is. Besides, if Rick had been here, Mary would have seen him.
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Damon.
Mary, you know very well that...
Everything went just fine, Mr. and Mrs. Damon. But... Herbie, thank you. Everything was just wonderful. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for everything. Good night, Herbie.
You expect me to forget a thing like that? A man's got some feeling, you know.
Herbie, we've been over this thing 9 times.
I walk in and there you are, practically sitting in a strange guy's lap. That's a shock!
Will you please stop exaggerating? He was not a stranger and I was not sitting on his lap.
I said practically. That means almost.
While we're criticizing people, Mr. Pittman, I want to remind you that you were out with Darlene tonight.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh,
I really am glad. Do you want to know why I took Darlene home early?
I am not the least bit interested. Why?
Well... because I kept talking about you all the time. So finally she got sore and made me take her home.
Really, Herbie? You talked to Darlene about me?
Call her up and ask her. But what about you and that Rick?
Oh, I don't even know him. He doesn't mean a thing to me, Herbie.
Well, why did you lie to his folks?
I didn't lie. He wasn't there, and I told them he wasn't. That's not a lie.
Well, all I know is what I see with my own eyes and ears. And you covered up for him. Why? That's what I want to know. Why? I think you owe me an explanation.
Good night, Herbie.
I mean it. I'll give you one last chance to explain.
Good night.
Mary, wait a minute. Okay. Just for that, I take back the last chance.
And it's all because they turned him down for that fraternity.
That doesn't seem like much of a reason for joining the Foreign Legion.
Mother, he's really very intelligent. And good-looking.
In that order?
That Herbie barging in, it was so embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
You'd really like him if you met him, Mother.
Like who?
As a matter of fact, I do remember him. Mr. Damon used to bring him to Daddy when he was sick.
Bring who?
Of course, he was just a little boy then.
Who's a little boy?
Jeff, why don't you go to bed?
And miss a wonderful conversation like this?
Who? Jeff, how about your homework?
Oh, it's all done. I think I'll wait up for Dad.
Oh, no, you don't. Your father has a lot of house calls to make, and I don't know when he's coming home. So when you finish your cake break, off to bed.
I wonder if Daddy forgot his keys.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. Don't you get too comfortable, dear.
Rick!
Hi, Mary. I didn't wake anybody up, did I?
Oh, no, of course not. Please come in.
Is that who?
Rick, is anything wrong? I mean, anything else?
No, I left the house in such a hurry, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Did you say anything to my...
No. Mother, I'd like you to meet Rick Damon. Rick, this is my mother, Mrs. Stone.
How do you do, Rick?
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
And my brother, Jeff.
Hi. I heard a lot about you, I think.
Can I sit down, Rick?
No, thanks, Mrs. Stone. I didn't want to break in on you like this. I mean, it's late and...
Oh, that's all right. We weren't asleep. Although, Jeff was about to leave for bed.
No, I wasn't. Guess I was. It was nice to meet you for a minute.
Good night. Come on, Rick, sit down.
Mom, how come I have to go to bed just when everything gets interesting?
When what gets interesting?
That's what I like to find out.
Good night. Good night. Rick, why don't you sit down? Relax.
Well, I'd love to, Mrs. Stone, but...
No, go ahead. Sit down.
Well, maybe for a minute. I'm hitchhiking, so I have no schedule.
Oh, I see. Well, would you like some cake and milk?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Stone.
Mary tells me you're going to join the Foreign Legion.
You didn't tell me it was a secret or anything.
Well, that's all right. I guess I've changed my mind anyway. It's kind of like the Army, and I'd still have someone telling me what to do.
Then what are you going to do?
I'm going to Greece.
Greece?
Greece.
Yes. What I really want to be is an architect. Greece is where architecture began. The Parthenon, the Acropolis, the great temples.
Rick, when did you decide to make this trip?
On my way over here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you've given it plenty of thought.
I'm going there and find myself in the ruins.
Rick, have you ever considered the fact that there might be some ruins a little closer in this country?
Well, it wouldn't be the same for me anyway, Mrs. Stone. Well, I guess I'd better be on my way.
Well, Rick, what's the hurry? I mean, Greece has been there for centuries.
Well, I'm hitchhiking, like I said, Mrs. Stone, and it takes time. I'd better get out to the edge of town.
But I don't think there'll be many people driving from Hilldale to Greece tonight.
Well, I guess I'll just have to take my chances. Well...
Rick, why don't you go home and get a fresh start in the morning?
No, I can't do that. Dad would... Well, I just can't.
Well, why don't you stay here?
Here?
Certainly, you can sleep here on the sofa, and Mary and I will cook you a good breakfast. I mean, that's the way to start for Greece, if you ask me.
That does sound tempting, but I wouldn't want to put you out.
Oh, don't be silly, Rick. We might even find time to talk about the ruins. I'm terribly interested.
Well, I...
Are you sure you wouldn't like some cake and milk?
That does sound pretty good.
Good, come on.
You know, there was a girl in my class last year. She was partly Greek. Yeah, Herbert.
Hi, Mary. Are you asleep?
Of course not.
Can I come in?
If you wish.
Who is it, Mary?
It's Herbie, Mother.
Oh, good evening, Herbie.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. Good evening, Mrs. Stone.
Well, am I being given another chance to explain?
No, Mary, honestly. I've been riding around the block, around and around, like for an hour.
That's very interesting.
Listen, I was wrong. I've got no right to ask you to explain stuff to me. I trust you. Really, I do.
Well, thanks very much.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Let's forget it, shall we, Herbie?
Okay, but will you? I mean, will you really, you know, forgive me and everything?
Of course I will.
Boy, I've learned my lesson. I'm never gonna be jealous of people again. And I'm never gonna doubt your word, never.
Hi, Herbie.
Aha!
Herbie,
good night.
Let me explain.
Gee, Mary, I'm sorry. I seem to have a bad effect on Herbie.
Believe me, Rick, it's terribly unimportant.
What's unimportant, dear?
Herbie.
Oh, we certainly didn't stay very long.
Just long enough.
Honey, I think that Rick will need another blanket.
I'll get it, Mother.
It's on the top shelf in the linen closet. Rick, do you remember coming here as a little boy to see Dr. Stone?
No, I don't.
Well, do you remember when you and I think it was Johnny Olmsted and some other kids were playing behind the Barker warehouse and you broke one of the big windows?
Oh. Gosh, I'd forgotten all about that. Yes, I do remember. I cut my arm, and Dr. Stone had to put stitches in it.
That's right. You were very brave about it. The thing that impressed me was that you didn't cry.
Didn't I?
Nope. And then, when they asked who broke the window, you said that you did it.
Yes, I did.
I had a feeling then that it was really Johnny Olmsted who broke that window. Was it?
Well, he was afraid his father would punish him.
Didn't your father punish you?
Well, yes, but... Oh, well, it's different when you're a kid.
Is it?
Mother, I can't reach the blankets.
Let me, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
Yes, dear.
Mr. Damon, good evening.
Mrs. Stone, I'm sorry to bother you at this time of night.
It's quite all right. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Earlier this evening, somebody said they'd seen my son, Rick, and we thought it was a mistake. But they just called from school and said that he's been gone all day. I wondered if I might see Mary and ask her...
That won't be necessary, Mr. Damon. Rick is here. I was going to call you in the morning.
Well, what's he doing here? Has something happened?
Well, it seems that he's left school, for one thing.
Oh, he has. I'll have a talk with him about that.
Don't you want to know why he left school?
All that matters is that he did. Now, why did he leave?
Well, he was turned down by the fraternity that you wanted him to join. And he's afraid to face you.
Mrs. Stone, that's absolute nonsense. Why should my own son be afraid of me? I admit I'm a little strict at times, but it's always for his own good.
Oh, Mr. Damon, I wasn't suggesting that you're not concerned about Rick.
That's why I want him to go back to college and then on to law school.
But he says he isn't interested in law. He wants to be an architect.
Is he back to that? What makes the boy think he has any talent in that direction?
Well, it's true. He hasn't built any houses. But on the other hand, he hasn't won any law cases either.
Mrs. Stone, if you'll forgive my saying so, you're talking a lot of theory. I'm a lawyer, and I deal with facts.
Well, if you'll forgive my saying so, the fact is, Rick is a very unhappy boy.
Because I want him to be a lawyer? What's wrong with the law? If it's good enough for my father, it's good enough for me. Why shouldn't it be good enough for Rick?
Well, apparently it isn't what Rick wants.
He's just a boy. What does he know?
Tell me, Mr. Damon, if you had wanted to study something else, medicine or engineering, would your father have insisted that you be a lawyer?
Mrs. Stone, my father was a wonderful man. No, he wouldn't.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Rick. I think you'd better come home with me. Your mother's worried about you.
All right, Dad. But I want you to know that going home won't change anything. I just don't want to be a lawyer.
We'll talk about that at home. Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night, Mr. Damon. Rick.
Good night, Mrs. Stone.
Mother, what do you think?
I think everything's going to be all right.
Rick, I understand you've made up your mind you don't want to study law. You'd rather be an architect.
Yes, Dad.
Have you thought that since I'm footing the bills, I might have something to say about it?
Yes, I have. Dad, when I was going to be a lawyer, it was something you wanted, so you paid for it. If I study architecture, it'll be something I want, so I expect to pay for it.
May I ask how?
I could work my way through school. A lot of fellows do. You did it yourself, Dad.
Yes. Well, let's get along home. You know, it's too bad you're going to be an architect. The way you argued your case, you'd have made a great lawyer.
Mother, do you really think this color will look all right in my room?
Oh, I think it'll be lovely.
Hi. Ah, painting. Great.
Oh, Mother, make him stop.
Stop it, Jeff.
What am I doing?
I don't know, but stop it.
Jeff, why don't you paint the other side of the screen?
Why don't you?
Why don't you paint on this side, dear? This is where we need the best work done, the kind you do.
Oh, well, if you put it that way.
Oh, Mother, it's Herbie.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Herbie.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, Herbert. Well, what brings you here? What do you want me to explain to you now?
Oh, nothing. That's what I came to tell you. You don't ever have to explain anything to me, ever. I'll never doubt you again.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Oh, these are for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. Excuse me. Aha! Who are you hiding behind there?
Oh, nobody. Oh, please don't look behind
there. We'll see about that.
Oh, Herbie, don't look. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Herbie. I thought that...
Mary was trying to protect me. This is the other man in my life.
Film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.